Good morning. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind Call. I'm James Shaw. Thank you so much for being here this week. We're excited. We do two masterminds in one every weekday morning. And you can join us on Zoom. So if you're not on Zoom, get on Zoom, jamesdshaw.com. Click join our free daily call. That way you can participate live. Otherwise, listen to the recording or the podcast version. Totally cool too. Two masterminds in one. We start with something that you have asked inside of the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. So we go to questions in there, kind of on the front half of the call. And then on the second half of the call, we bring up something that's on my mind or got me excited or a question I have for you. Today, I think we're going to have something that's really important. It is September 2nd, and I might suggest that September is the most important month of the year for you, the most vital. And we'll explain why in just a little bit. But first, we're going to start with something that's come up inside of the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. Two people last week talked about this. Two people talked about hitting milestones in their business. One hit 500 units sold in her career. The other one hit 100 units sold in her career. And they were both asking about kind of how to celebrate this along with their databases. One of them, Honey, said she'd passed 100 homes sold and wants to create some kind of celebration or giveaway to existing clients, right? To thank them. Because without our clients, we have nothing. So she wants to thank them. And she wants to meet new people so she can continue to grow her database. And so she said she's thinking about something like a coffee on me type thing where they get a $5 coffee or something like that. But she wants to collect names, add them to the database, but also thank the people who have helped her hit this 100 units. Dawn hit 500 units, is gonna do an event for them. But I want to get ideas on how do you celebrate your success and honor your database, and what might Honey do or what might Dawn do to celebrate this occasion with their database. I want to hear your ideas this morning about, she's suggesting maybe a coffee giveaway. I don't know if she sends them a gift card or posts the coffee link on her socials or something like that. But let's mastermind strategize together about how we celebrate these milestones and give gratitude to the people who helped us get there, while also engaging with others. Authorine, we'll go with you first. It's your morning.
Good morning, and I don't know if this is possible for either one of these ladies, but we're talking about home. So how about opening up your home and having a good old-fashioned cookout at your home so they can get to know who you are and celebrate achieving home with you? I find for me that whenever I open up my home, the last time I did that this year was for the men. And it was just a different vibe. It was comfortable. It was relaxing. People just lingered. Forget what time you say it's going to be over. It's never over because they stay and they meet each other and they talk. So I love the idea of opening up your home if you can, to your database.
I love it. That's really smart. We did it. We've done it a couple of times where we had people come over. We did it as a fundraiser, so something different. But
Yeah.
people had so much fun. And but I did get them to leave because I had a bus bring them and take them
That's
back. So
true.
the bus showed up. They had to go.
And you know what, James Shaw? Elliot said to me the other day, he said, "We're not going back to Safety Harbor." I'm like, "No, sweetie, we have outgrown Safety Harbor. We're in Tampa now for the business plan." He's like, "Oh man, I really miss going to James's house."
Oh, that's fun. Maybe we'll add something.
Yes.
Y'all can come back. But yeah,
Okay.
Advance this year is our business event. We had to move it to Tampa because we've outgrown Safety Harbor. So yeah, good stuff. Authorine, thank you. Ryan, back to the task at hand. How are we gonna celebrate these milestones, thank the people in our database, but also add people to them, Ryan? What's on your mind?
Well, first and foremost, good morning. Happy Monday. Happy September. Ready to rock and roll. Very similar to what she said, but a little bit different. What I would do is I would hold like I would get like go to a park and I would hold like a picnic or a barbecue. I would reach out to my vendors that I work with, see if they can sponsor it, just to offset those costs and invite them to that. And then what I would do is I would make a play around it. So I would call everybody. I would invite them to get RSVPs, and then understanding you're probably not going to be able to spend a ton of quality time with everybody when they're there, just because there's going to be so many people because you sold 100 homes and they all have families. I would just enjoy the day, and then afterwards, that's when I would circle back, call them again, thank them for coming, and then ask them, "Hey, by the way, do you know of anyone that's thinking about buying or selling?"
That's good. Great idea, Ryan. Thank you. Is this your first time sharing, Ryan?
This is my first time sharing.
Where do you live, Ryan?
So I'm a team leader for KW in Orlando.
I'm so proud of you. Thanks for being on. I appreciate you very much. I love it
Absolutely.
when we have team leaders on. That's a smart team leader right there. Get your team leaders on this call because they share, but then they get ideas to bring back to their office. So, Ryan, good job. Cheers to you. By the way, it is a Tuesday that feels like a Monday, y'all. If you're keeping score at home, it is a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. Carrie Dobo, good morning in Atlanta.
Good morning. I am mostly speaking to the person that wants to do coffee, but I just did a coffee truck in front of my house. I rented it. I had some sponsors chip in. It was $500. You get 2 hours and 100 drinks, and then you get some FaceTime with the people instead of just sending them the $5 gift card. And we were literally just hanging out in the road because it was in front of my house in my neighborhood.
I need a coffee truck. Somebody send a coffee truck to my office right now. That's genius, Carrie. Why are you the smartest person? That's really good. Carrie Dobo, thank you. Angela, we're helping out Honey and Dawn. They both have hit milestones in their business. Honey's hit 100 homes sold. Dawn's hit 500 homes sold. They want to thank their database by doing something for them, but also grow their database. So, Angela, what's your advice?
I am originally from Chicago and I live in Metro Atlanta now. So September 6th, this Saturday, I'm having the Taste of Chicago here in Atlanta.
That is smart.
All of my favorite foods, I'm calling all of my past clients, inviting their friends to come as well. Any potential clients, I'm inviting them. There's an opportunity for them to taste some of the foods that I love as well
Yep.
as to socialize. I'm also
Angela.
doing a plant propagating event in my neighborhood. And I went door knocking yesterday, met some of my neighbors. I'm super excited about that event as well. So, anyone who's interested in plants in the neighborhood, it's not a family thing, it's a plant thing. They can come out, get some new cuttings, and meet some of the neighbors.
Angela, why are you so smart? The genius coming out of Atlanta today is just elite. Taste of Chicago in Atlanta. Are you going to have Chicago dogs?
Chicago style hot dogs, Maxwell
Yeah.
Polishes, Italian beefs, pizza puffs.
Deep dish.
Deep dish pizza and thin crust pizza. It's
Oh,
right
you
now.
got some Garrett's too or whatever?
Yes.
Listen, I'm coming by. The Chicago dog is the best dog, by the way, just for the record. This is very important. Poppy seed bun, right? You got your dog, you have your pickle, you have your tomatoes, you got your peppers, you've got your relish, you got your mustard. Did I miss anything?
Onions.
Onions. Angela, I'm coming to that.
Come
I
on up.
like that that shows off where you're from and who you are and what you're about, but also just honors and celebrates the people in your community. What part of Chicago are you from, Angela?
I grew up in Maywood, which is northwest of Chicago.
Northwest. There you go. Thank you, Angela. Heather, tell us what should Honey and Dawn and others do to celebrate this milestone?
All
Love
right,
you.
so two things. The first one of which I did a fire in my backyard and I did like all the taco stuff because it's super easy. You just throw one crock pot of meat on there. Well, I did two because I did chicken and beef. And then all the fixings are out there. Just make sure that you have the little plastic covers because the bugs like it too. Just gonna throw that out there. Then everybody sits around the fire pit and hangs out. It's perfect. The second thing, and you do have to wait until like February in Florida to actually do that. That happens to be the time of my anniversary. The second thing that I do is I actually do a weekly dinner at my house. So every single Saturday night, it used to be on Thursday night, but I have too many people who work. Everybody wanted it to be on Saturday night, and it's a potluck. And whoever wants to come can come. You just let us know ahead of time so I have a count. Everybody brings something to share, and it is a great way, and I highly recommend it because it is a place where everybody can just belong and hang out and just make great friends. And it's a standing invitation, and people just let me know. Potluck is a huge favorite for everybody. And I will say, make sure that you explain the fact that it's not like the standard potluck where it's table by table and the people who are left at the end never get good food. Because I've had three people say to me, I hate potlucks because I get the end of the
The good
remnant.
stuff is gone. How many people come to the potluck, Heather?
I've had everywhere between 5 people and 15. So
Wow,
when
that's
we have
fun.
15, it's a lot.
That's great. I love that. Standing every week, really smart way to connect with the database. There's so much genius on here. I'm so thankful that you are choosing to be part of what we're talking about in here so this genius can just come inside of you too and you can go do amazing things. It's great stuff. If you're just joining us, we're talking about ideas to celebrate milestones. Both Dawn and Honey this week in Pivot Shift Ahead hit milestones. One of them hit 500 homes sold, the other one hit 100 homes sold, and they want to honor and thank their databases for that, and they want to grow their databases as well. So we're hearing your ideas on how they can do that. In about 13 minutes, though, we're going to talk about why I think September is the most important month in your business and why I think the data backs that up and what you can do about it. So that'll come up in 13 minutes, but right now let's help out Honey and Dawn. Hope, Derek, good morning.
Good morning. So we are in the middle of doing celebrating our 500th closing as well, and we did something a little different.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We are giving away $500 to a charity, and to choose that charity, we've let our community fill out a Google form and suggest their favorite charity, and then let them vote on it. So we're collecting some names and stuff. Most of our people we know because we are community based, but we can collect new ones, and then we're just giving back to the community by letting people contribute to their favorite charity.
Straight out of the Jenny Wollack playbook right there. I mean, that's a strategy she's used. It's a great in community engagement. You're going to learn about nonprofits you didn't know about in your community or somebody that needs help, and then find out who you can give back to over time. Hope, that's a great strategy. Thank you for sharing. Kay Condon, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Great to see everybody again this morning. I'm on the page with everybody else about having parties at your house. It's very personal and it's fun. And I'm fortunate enough to have room at my property. There's a little park right across the street from me with a lake. It's a great setting. We set up tents and tables. I invite everybody. And usually we cook. My husband is a chef, a retired chef. Usually we cook for 3 days before these parties, and it's fun. I invite the neighbors. They always know they're invited. And I always hire a band. And a great, we've got a bluegrass band keeping it in North Carolina in the mountains. They are very well known and famous in this region. They grew up playing on the Grand Ole Opry with their dad when they were kids. So everybody knows these people. And instead of cooking for 3 days this year, I hired a pizza truck and it was awesome. They made about 50 pizzas and you know, that cost me a few bucks, but I don't care. I'm giving back. That's the way I'm looking at it too. Everybody comes. I make friends with people. I'm already friends with the people that I'm inviting anyway. A lot of my clients have moved away because I do a lot of listings now more than buyer work. But at the end of the birthday, it was a birthday party on the same weekend with my husband. So we kind of tied that in, which made it even more personal and fun. And at the end of the party, a couple came walking up to me and said, "Hey, we've known you for about 6 months. You're awesome. We can't believe you invited us to this party. We want you to help us sell our house, which we're doing pictures on next week. It's a $2 million house. It's about 1 mile from me. And we just closed on a little house they bought last week. And it's all because of just reaching out and making it really personal. I think that's a lot more fun. And people will always remember that. And you get to make friends with the people that you work with. I love that part."
Well, you get to grow the database that way too. You get to meet more people, earn some referrals, and give back. These people fund your life, right? They make your mortgage payment, they make your car payment, they pay for your kids to go to college, they pay for the food that's on your table. And to be able to celebrate them and thank them and give back to them is a big deal. So I love the ideas that we're hearing this morning. Let's keep it rolling, Amy. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody. And Ryan is my team leader, and I'm very happy he is on the call.
You have a
So
good team leader, Amy.
good job. Well, we'll see. No, I'm only kidding. So, depending on when you want to do it, why not do a Friendsgiving since Thanksgiving is 87, well, 86 days away now? So, do a Friendsgiving, invite all of your database, whoever you want to bring on, and either have them bring something or cater it. And you know, involve a few lenders that you know and love and trust, and do that. I'm doing that with my office this year, so that's what we're doing.
It's super smart. I am so proud of you. Well done. I love a Friendsgiving. It's a good time. You guys like having people over to the house. That's a big deal. I don't feel like Ellie McIntyre has a bunch of people over to the house, though. You probably do something
You
right there
never
in
said
Katie's business.
well.
Yeah, you're doing something right in town at like some local pub or something
No.
like that, Ellie. What's your play?
Not at all. So coming up on my 1,000th sale was actually back in 21, which of course was in the middle of COVID, and plus I'm not that social. I actually had I did it a couple of months out, and I'm like, the person that refers me to my 1,000th sale will get $1,000. And I sent them a gift card, an Amazon gift card. I think I sent two $500 gift cards to the person that referred me to my 1,000th client, who, and I just sold his house again now. So that was, it was a whole lead up to it. Plus, I didn't have to show, it cost the same as having a party, right? Kay Condon's getting a pizza truck. I just wrote a check. So that was my way to celebrate.
Super fun. Make sure you figure out how you can do that in your state. I know Ellie figured it out for her so that she followed all the rules. Make sure you follow the rules in your town for that. Smart. Darlene, good morning.
Good morning. This is my favorite time of the year to reach out to people. And we're coming up with it's going to be our third annual Stumpy's Axe Throwing event. And it's not really for a milestone, but it's this time of the year where you have to really love on your people and get face to face because it leads to the spring market. It's just about the touches now, start the conversations, just let them see you and what's going on and ask you how's the market and stuff like that. And last year was going to be our third annual, and my daughter had, got put into the hospital early to have her baby. And anyway, I had contacted everyone. I had them on the list, and got to call them all to let them know that, hey, we have to postpone this, and now we're going to have an even bigger one next year. But everyone felt pretty special that they got a phone call talking about, hey, this is why we can't do it this year, that now they are so looking forward to October 2nd is when our party is this year because we couldn't get a September date. But the conversation is different when I shared a little bit about what was going on with my family and my daughter and all that. Well, now it's, I can't wait to go. How's the baby? How's Megan? How's this? And it is amazing the difference in the feel because I'm pretty private. I don't share a lot what's going on, but couldn't just cancel the party at the last minute and not let them know why there was something major going on. And we have lots of sponsors. It's really not going to cost us anything. It's going to be 2 hours of just walking around having fun with our people. And then that's going to lead into our November pie party, that kind of stuff. We might even throw in a little pumpkin picking this year just because we've never done it.
Having
So
fun.
you gotta get in contact with your people one way or another this through the fall. Just it sets up your spring.
It totally does. And that's the point. In fact, we'll talk about that in like 6 minutes about how this month is so important and why you got to be in flow. And when you do things like what we're talking about right now, you're in constant flow with your people so that when opportunity shows up, they choose you. It's not about whether they come or not. It's about the connection and the reason to reach out. And if they come, great. And if they don't, no worries. The success of an event is not based on who shows up. The success of the event is based on how many touches you did around it. And that keeps you in the opportunity. Darlene, thank you. Vinny Thompson, good morning.
Yes, sir, James. What I did was a challenge. I did a 100 house challenge. I was at like about house number 75, and I used that as an opportunity to clean up my database and ask for business. So when I did the 100 houses, we did have a party at my local restaurant, promoted that, did a nice database cleanup to get everybody's information, said, hey, bring a friend. And the person that won 100 houses, we gave them like cash prize, TV. We had second prize, third prize, fourth prize, and it was really good. So I did a challenge.
That's fun. Vinny, I like it. Jennifer Bradford, good morning in Fort Wayne.
Good morning. I just wanted to share. I did not have this kind of community when I first started. So otherwise, I would have done something pretty cool for my first 100 houses. But something that I did do for my 25th anniversary was I did 25 weeks leading up to my 25th anniversary to reconnect with my database that I'd failed to stay up on consistently for the previous 25 years. And I did like a 25 week giveaway, something simple like a $10 gift card. And basically, it was, hey, save the date. This big party client event is happening on my 25th anniversary, and did that. And then I've consistently then been doing it the last 2 years, having a client event party as well. But it's, I guess my point is, it's not too late for anybody to start, even if maybe somebody's already hit the 100 houses, if they've got a anniversary coming up, to get connected and have some sort of a client event.
Jennifer sells like 100 homes a week, y'all. She'd have to do this like every week, 100 homes a week. Okay, I'm exaggerating a tiny bit, Jennifer. But Jennifer sells a ton of houses. She knows what she's doing. Jennifer, thank you so much. Michelle, good morning. Good to see you. Proud of you. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. So I shared before that I don't really have a database that's close by me because I can't farm because I got people all over the place. So what I use is the South African community here in Atlanta. There's a huge South African community. Once a year during the fall period, we meet and we have a poiki party. Now, a poiki party is basically we get these cast iron pots and we cook inside of it. It could be a curry, it could be a beef stew, but it's got the South African style. Lots of people come out. We have all our good stuff there, something called biltong, which is like a dried meat, all sorts of stuff. I get to cook, get to meet people, and make lots of connections during this time of the year.
I'm coming to your house for a braai. Isn't that what they call it?
Yes, they call it a braai. Come on over.
I'm coming. I went to one when I was in Johannesburg. I went to one, and it was, the food was unbelievable.
Yeah, to be honest with you, when I go to a barbecue, I just shake my head.
I'm like, yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same. Yeah, you're exactly right. We got time for one more. Thank you to everybody who shared. Africa Wallace, you get the last word, helping out Honey and Dawn and others who are celebrating milestones in the business. Africa, you get the last word. Good morning.
Good morning, James, and thank you for calling on me. So this is still fresh. This year marked 15 years of me being licensed. And so what I did was I partnered with a builder. I invited all my clients, that from the first client to the last client, to celebrate my milestone. And what I did was I gave awards for each one, like my referral rock star, my first client that bought the smallest amount, my client that bought the biggest amount. And then the clients were able to talk about their experience with me. So it was a milestone event. We loved on it. And I said, I can't wait to do it another 15 years.
That's so fun. What a great event. Great shares this morning. So Honey and Dawn, I hope you got some ideas. I'm thankful that you would go into the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group and ask your questions. That's the point. We get great ideas when you ask great questions. So folks, I would challenge all of you this week to go into Pivot Shift Ahead once and ask one question this week. Just think of something that has got you scratching your head. You got your hand on your chin, you got your arms crossed, and you're like, hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right. What am I supposed to do about this? Well, go ask the question inside of Pivot, because there are smart people inside of that Facebook community who will give you great answers. Most of the answers are good. Some of them are garbage. Most of them are good. You're smart enough to figure it out. Hey, everybody, what's up? It's your friend James Shaw. It is 7:59, and thank you for joining us inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's part two now of our two-part mastermind call that we have every single weekday morning. So if you're watching the recording or you're listening to the podcast version, we're on every major podcast platform now, same day. We flip the call same day so that you can go back and listen to everything. It's great. If you are listening to the recording or the podcast, you can join us live, jamesdshaw.com. jamesdshaw.com. Click join our free daily call. And the Zoom room opens at 7:30. We packed out the Zoom today. We're at 1,000, can't take any more. I keep emailing Zoom and saying, can you add more people? And they never reply. So it's all good. We're packed out. But I'm glad that you're here. We're going to have a great call today. We spent the first half talking about celebrating milestones in the business and some ideas on how you can do that. But what we're going to talk about now is why I think September might be the most critical, vital, important month, whatever word you want to use. Why I think this month is so important, and I'm going to pull some data to show you, and we're going to walk through how you can maximize your opportunity in September. We'll do that in just a second, but before we do that, we got time for a couple of Tell Me Something Goods. Renita, I don't think I've seen your hand up before. Renita, go ahead. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. It is my first time sharing, and my Tell Me Something Good is that on Sunday, my husband and I celebrated 29 years of marriage. And we met in elementary school in second grade.
No joke. What is the secret? First of all, congratulations on 29 years. That's almost 30. What is the secret?
You have to decide.
There's a secret right there.
I know. You have to decide every single day that you're committed to this relationship.
No kidding. Just like you are to the business too. Renita, thank you. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you. It's really, really great. C. Rhodes, I don't think I've seen your hand up before. You get the last one. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much. So my Tell Me Something Good is that this weekend I celebrated my family's 60th family reunion. I come from a really big family. My great-grandmother had 25 kids. And out of those 25, there's only one remaining. She's 96 years old. So I was really happy to see her and spend time with my family this weekend.
25 children?
Yes.
She had them in groups. Yeah, like some twins and triplets and the such.
I think they were all singles, but I'm not.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
At birth, and it was like a long time ago. My grandma.
God bless her. Wow. That's amazing. Congratulations on that, too. That is a ton of fun. Before we get after it, I want to bring in Matt Cannon real quick, because Matt, we did this last year and we're going to do it again this year to support KW Cares or KW Next Gen. Matt Cannon, tell them about the second annual inaugural Pivot Shift Ahead Survivor NFL Pool for the Cure. Good morning.
Good morning, James. Yeah, so check it out. We are doing the second annual inaugural Survivor Pool by popular demand. So I posted some details in the chat. And yes, Maria Sims, she still wants to beat everybody. She's going to have to get through yours truly. But yeah, check it out. So here's the deal. We're doing the Survivor Pool. You donate $50 to KW Cares or KW Next Gen. We do have a specific link. And that'll get you in the pool. And every week you pick one team. If you get it right, you move on. If you get it wrong, you're out. And that's pretty much it. We got some good prizes, James. We got some real good prizes this time.
The prizes, I think, are you get to co-host the call with me. You have a 15-minute call with Ian. And then what else are we doing?
Well, actually, we have increased the time with Ian by 5 minutes. So you get 20 minutes with Ian. He
Okay.
does most of the talking. You get a free week of music. And actually, we have a special prize this year. Leah McCann, as a lot of you know, she is doing some coaching. She has a really busy schedule, but she has graciously allowed us to offer her services. So she will give you a personalized one-on-one coaching assessment. And you get to co-host the call with you.
That's going to be great. And then if you lose, you can buy back in one time again for $25. Is that right?
That's right. One time buy-in, $25. If you're like last year, half of everybody lost the very first week, but you can buy back in one time for $25.
It's a fun way to raise some money and support KW Cares and KW Next Gen. Thank you, Matt Cannon, for organizing that, and Ian and others who are involved in putting that together. All right, so let's talk about September. Happy September. It's the second day of September 2025. And I think it might be the most important, the most vital, the most critical month of the year. Here's why. Now, I went and looked up the data. Remember, I'm going to give you data that's always US data. So when I give you US numbers, it doesn't necessarily reflect what's happening in your community, but it gives us an idea. And then you can go back and trust and verify and figure out what we're talking about in here impacts you in your local market. But here's why I think it's so important. Right now, the median days on market for homes in the US is 58 days. 58 days. And I'll post the link on where I pulled that data in just a second. 58 days. Let's just call it 60. Median days on market, 58 days. Then I went and found a study about how long does it take to go contract to close. It's the latest data says it's 42. 42 days is the average days on from contract to close. 42 days. What's 58 plus 42, y'all? What is 58 plus 42? This is easy mathematics. Put it in the chat. 100, 100, 100. That means that I think we got, what, 121 days left in the year or something in the neighborhood of that. This month is so important for you hitting your goals. And we've just got to ramp up our listings right now. September is the month to multiply your listings and take as many listings as you possibly can, to go through all the people that said, yeah, they want to sell in 2025 and reach out and ask what their plans are, for you to narrow your focus and put it all in on listings. And so what I want to talk about this morning is that now that you've heard that we've got this median days on market and contract to close is a total of 101 days or 100 days total. So that means here by September 20, 21st, something like that. That means you're running out of time to get your 2025 business goal, ready to go. What comes to mind for you? What are you going to focus on this month? How are you going to take advantage of the most important month of the year to make sure that you can finish strong and give yourself momentum going into 2026? How do you go through the pipeline and figure out what listings could you bring on that maybe you've forgotten about? Let's strategize and mastermind together about our opportunity in the most critical month of the year. And we always, always, always start the week with Dean Moss. Good morning, Dean.
Hey, good morning, guys, and thanks for the opportunity, James. Very, very much. I'm sorry, I got a sunny background. What you got to do always, and I've mentioned this so many times before, is separate your prospective business into now business and future business. So you might have an incredible database, but they're not necessarily transacting right now, like within the next 30 to 90 days. So you have to segregate those that are ready to go quickly and have a motivation. Motivated now to sell their house. No, so those are the no, now business people. The future business are your sphere, your people you know, the seminars you have, things like that, that might, you plant the seeds, kind of like a farm. You plant the seeds and that might come to fruition I don't know, next year, 6 months from now, something like that. They're both equally important, but focus on the high priority pieces of prospective business that you have first and target those and double down on those. Segregation and the prioritization is most important, works best for me. Thanks.
This is why a pipeline report is so important. And this is what I teach. You can do your pipeline however you want. The way I did my pipeline is this. I'd have a list of who was going to do a transaction, or in my case, when I was a team leader, who was going to, you know, who a possible recruit was. And if that business was going to happen this month in September, I'd put a 10 next to it. If I knew they were coming this month. If it was next month, which happens to be October, I'd put a 9. If it's the following month that they told me November, I'd put an 8. And so you just rank them. And so then I can look at my pipeline report and I go, all right, I got 3 tens. That's great. I'm going to take 3 listings this month, but I really need 6. Well, the first place to go is then to the 9s. How many 9s do I have and how do I move them up to a 10? But if we don't have something like that, if we don't have this little list together, then sometimes we don't know where to go and we can't be strategic and purposeful in our time, like Dean said. Dean, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for me.
Kathleen, good morning in Michigan.
Good morning from nice, chilly Michigan. September, my favorite month. I'm on a personal goal, and I put something out there last week about don't disappoint me, and I am living up to me to take 5 listings September, 5 October. I've already hit 4 for September, so the goal for myself, it's like an adrenaline. I have to do it. But I had a factor in the days that I'm not going to be able to work in September, October for whatever trips or conferences or whatever. So every day my goal, and I have somebody keeping me accountable, I have to get an appointment. And I'm calling my top, I call my A-list, or like you did, James said, you rate it 10, of everybody that said they were thinking of moving. And in Michigan right now, we have a still low inventory. It's a hot time to list. And having the conversation being the, you know, updating all my consumers, hey, this is the time to list and sell, because if the rates go down, this is what's going to happen. Are you prepared now to make the most profit you can? Let me help you do that. Can we meet tomorrow night? And by just using that small little script, I've got 3 appointments already for this week. If I don't get an appointment, I'm going door knocking. There's no non-negotiable, saying no to everything else. And, I'm on a mission.
She gave you a lot in that, Kathleen Garden. Thank you so much. First of all, there's 120 days left in the year, but how many of those are you working? How many of those are you actually working? And you need to figure that part out. Number two, what's your goal for the month and are you committed to it? Whatever that goal is, and are you willing to do whatever it takes? And then three, she gave you the script right there. Kathleen Garden, thank you so much. Kay Condon, good morning in North Carolina.
Hey, good morning. Thanks, James. I always communicate with people best face-to-face. I just parked cars all weekend for the Apple Festival here. It was like doing a bold 100. I passed out almost 100 of my cards. I got 3 leads from people that said, you know, I'm giving them their change and they say, hey, I'm your local realtor. Do you know anybody thinking about buying or selling? 3 people said, yeah, me. So I got their information. And at the end of the last day, a local that was also on the other end of the parking lot came up and said, Kay, my neighbor needs your help. I said, what do you mean? He's going to sell his house and we got a realtor in our neighborhood that nobody likes. He needs to work with you. I told him, you're honest and you know what you're doing. He literally called the guy standing right there, handed me his phone. I did a walkthrough with him an hour later and we're listing that house this week. Face to face is my best strength. And I tell people the story. What we have going on here in this area in the next 2 months, right now, September and October, is the biggest selling time of the year. If you want to sell your house, now's the time to get it on the market. There's a ton of tourism here right now for the next 2 months while the weather's great. Leaf change season is coming up next month. Thousands and thousands of people come here to see that. If you want to get your house on the market, now's the time. Oh, how's the market, Kay? Great. And I tell them the numbers. There's an uptick in business. The ALC is all seeing it. Everybody in the ALC is having more listings right now. You share that story instead of the national news. Oh, nobody's selling and the buyers are sitting on the fence. It excites them. And I've gotten several listings in the last 2 weeks.
There you go, Kay Condon. Good ideas. Donna Gilbert, good morning.
Good
Good morning, and I totally agree with Kay. And I'm going to say, if you do events, excuse me, we talk about this on Early Birds, doing monthly events, sometimes two in a month. But right now, I'm thinking that maybe I'm going to do some more events, some additional events. We've heard some great ideas this morning, but being face to face with them and being face to face with a group of people, especially when they're talking to each other and praising you, that is fantastic. The pipeline, absolutely, and move them up where you can. I just moved someone up who wanted to live in list in the spring, but her house looks fantastic now. The pool is open, everything's in bloom. I sent my photographer over, and she said, "Well, now that you took the pictures, why don't we just put it on the market now?" I'm like, "Why don't we?" So yeah, absolutely. And going back to Tulio's plan, going back through all your sheets of paper, all your things, see who fell through the cracks, and reach out to them as well.
Okay, Donna Gilbert just gave you genius. Now, this doesn't work here at my house, but it works at Donna Gilbert's house. And that is the people who've told you that they want a list in 2026, early 2026, you go take your photos now in September, because otherwise you're showing up in February or March to take the photos and it doesn't look as pretty. You go take the photos now to hold on to them. And just in that conversation, then you're just engaged. You know, would it be a problem if we sold your house now? Like, if I had somebody that wanted to buy your house today, would that create a problem for you? And if the answer is yes, no worries, then you wait until their original plan. But the answer might be no, we could sell now and move. Okay, well, then let's see if that's an opportunity for us. I just think it's a really smart idea. Donna Gilbert, an OG. What would Donna Gilbert do? She'd take listings in September. That's what Donna Gilbert would do. Bree Vaughn's going to do the same thing. Good morning, Bree.
You better believe it. I got five simmering now. I absolutely agree. And my coach has me do the post-it note exercise, and
What is that?
it's basically where you are, the post-it notes you write down with Jimmy John that was wanting to sell his house, and you put it there instead of putting it in your database. So you go back and find it. And it's also, that's the literal, but figuratively going into your database and looking at those folks that you may have had a conversation with that A didn't get you didn't get to meet with or you met with and they didn't commit to contract. So finding where those opportunities are. But before that, I think definitely getting clarity on, okay, it's September. I have a goal of blank by December and getting that clarity of what the gap is and then going into, okay, now what how can I show up in a way that will allow me to attract and be a magnet for the business that I want to receive. And then back to the database. He asked, my coach has me ask the power question of who do I need to have a conversation with to earn a listing, receive a price adjustment, write a contract, or add to my pipeline? And I ask that myself that daily when I'm reaching out to my business.
I think if you go and investigate and ask the question, where could I take X number of listings this month? I think you'll find the answer. In fact, my guess is some of you have sitting in old leads and stuff and people you've got to follow up with five, six, seven, eight possible listings before the end of the year just because you forgot. Take a minute, pause, and ask the question. Bree, thank you. Ryan, we get you twice on your first time. Good morning.
Hey, good morning again. So, I'm thinking about an agent, and I just want to share a story real quick because I think a lot of people will get value out of this. I was talking to one of our top agents who wasn't hitting their goals a couple months ago, and what it really boiled down to is that she wasn't making enough contact. And so I asked her, I said, "All right, can you set a goal with me with a guarantee for the next 30 days of how many people you're going to talk to 5 days a week?" And she said, "I'm going to talk to 10 people." And so I said, "Okay, are you 100% committed to that?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "All right. So what I want you to do is I want you to go on our internal Facebook page at our office, and I want you to write this. I want you to write, I just had a discussion with Ryan, and I am 100% committed to speaking to 10 people a day for the next 30 days, 5 days a week. And if I don't do this, I pre-authorize Charlene, our MCA, to charge my credit card to donate $1,000 to KW Cares." And I told her, I said, "Now don't post it, but I'm going to ask you again. Are you 100% committed to this goal?" And she thought about it and she said, "You know what, Ryan? I am." So I said, "Post it." And so fast forward 30 days, she sent me a list of the 10 people she spoke to every single day, Monday through Friday. And at the end of that 30 days, she picked up 17 pieces of business or referrals. So at the end of the day, I think personally, what it always boils down to is that real estate is a contact sport and it is our job to have conversations with people, especially conversations with people that want to talk about real estate. And the more people that you talk to, the more business that you're going to get, period.
It's so true. We've talked about this in here about clarity, right? You need clarity around a goal first. What's the goal? Why is it important? Then you need to ask, you know, commitment around that. Are you committed to the goal that you just had clarity around? And then you become consistent. Those are the three C's. Anytime we use a strategy like that, Ryan, where it's, hey, if I don't do this, then I'm going to pay this. We've got to make sure that that person is fully committed to both the goal and the consequence, that it's theirs, that they own it, that they accept it, that they created it, because we can't force that on them. And it sounds like she owned that and she got results from it. Ryan, great job. Maria Sims, good morning.
Good morning. So I just have to say thank you for the class that you did, where I know it was social media based, but making sure we knew our avatar. But because of that, I realized who I want to focus on this last, 100 days of the year. And so it was a little bit different. You know, the people that I've actually closed with and their situations for my avatar were a little bit different than I realized. So what I have done is we are going to host an event, or, you know, she talked social media wise, but we hosted an event this weekend at my avatar's neighborhood, 55 plus community. So we're going to target the baby boomers and then, you know, estates, because that's where a lot of our business had come from this year. We just happened to be closing, you know, those sections of people. So anyway, I say that to say, get specific. And then for us, it's getting into movement with those people. So we're going to, you know, go to them and host events and do some seminar things and try to fix their needs that we know they have, so that we can be more committed and ready for them. So, anyway, and I also need to say thank you, Alice and Brent, for sending me a little gift over the weekend from my walk-up song for me and Jess Starr. They sent us bubble bath, and we just have the best community. I love this group, so, and it made me laugh way too hard last night when I got home. So
I love it. That is so good. Boomers are the top-selling demographic right now. So if you can get into a relationship with that group, you have listing opportunity. And Maria Sims, you're right. This is the best community on the planet. And I thank everybody who shared some ideas today. That's the key, right? Is jumping on communities like this, participating in this, and getting ideas that might help you take advantage of the opportunity that's in front of you. Hey, I want to tell you about a couple of things. Inspire members, we're doing a buyer urgency mastermind today at noon Eastern. If you're not an Inspire member, that is our membership community. I invite you to go check it out and join us. We meet every week and strategize even deeper than what we do on here. So jamesdshaw.com is where you can meet with us. And that's it's a full open mastermind. So I hope that many of you will be there today at noon Eastern. Tomorrow, I'm interviewing my friend Dawn. She has her new book out called Trailer Park CEO. It is her story of growing up in a poor trailer park community in a small town in Louisiana and going and building big businesses and getting massive success. And she lays out these 12 cornerstones for success and leadership. And so we're going to talk tomorrow, Wednesday, 2 o'clock Eastern. It's our Wednesday webinar. And I found that Wednesdays are the best day for our Wednesday webinar. So if you want to be part of that, Wednesday, 2 o'clock Eastern, wednesdaywebinar.jamesdshaw.com. wednesdaywebinar.jamesdshaw.com. Don's book's out today, so you can buy it wherever you buy books. Thanks for being here. Thanks to everybody who shared. We'll be back and better than ever tomorrow. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration, and we'll see you. Bye, everybody.